It rests in this. In holy baptism, your old sinful self, the one that you inherited from your first parents, was drowned in the death of Christ Jesus. All of your sins were carried away by Christ through his death on the cross. It wasn't anything that you did to cause this forgiveness, but only what Christ did in living a sinful life, sinless life on your behalf, and taking all your sins into his own body and burying them for good in his grave. And so it isn't baptism plus something else that you must do, something that you must add, obedience, good intentions, happy emotions, or a decision to think and do better. It is Christ's sacrificial death and resurrection conveyed in holy baptism. Your comfort rests only on Christ's righteousness, not on your own, not anything that must be added to it, period. In holy baptism, Christ conveyed his righteousness to you, making you a new person, a child of God. You were buried with Christ in his death. You were washed clean from all of your sins, all of them. When Christ rose from the dead 3 days later, he rose as the victor over sin, death, and hell. Your old self was crucified with Christ, and your new self, washed in the waters of holy baptism, was raised with him. He gave you a new life, a life that never ends. Holy baptism then snatches you from the jaws of the devil and makes you God's own child, restrains and removes sin, and then makes you stronger daily. And all of this is God's work. Holy baptism is not a work which you do, but a work that God does in you and for you. It is the treasure, the one true jewel which God gives you and which faith grasps. The Apostle Peter wrote, "Baptism now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers having been subjected to him." And Paul's point here is clear. If you have been baptized into the death of Christ, then you have the forgiveness of all of your sins, because Christ has left them in his grave. If you have been baptized into the resurrection of Christ, then you also participate in his resurrection, a real flesh and blood resurrection. Because Christ lives, all who have been baptized into Christ live also forever. But it's true that you've sinned after baptism. Yet it is also true that the Christian life is one of daily repentance, and that's nothing more than a return to the cleansing waters of your baptism. The Holy Spirit's work in baptism is continually effective because it depends only upon Christ's work. You mustn't add anything to it, as if that were even possible, which it isn't. And so you cannot lose the benefits of baptism except through unbelief. Yet even if you return to baptism, the benefits are still there. The benefits of holy baptism are just as you learned them from the small catechism. It works forgiveness of sins, rescues from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, as the words and promises of God declare, which are such words and promises of God. Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Mark, Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. That life conveyed in holy baptism is a genuine, true, eternal life. At some point, our earthly flesh fails us and we die. We call this death, but for the Christian, it is not death. It is merely the death of the sinful self. The sinful self dies so that only the new man lives, and this new man enjoys immediately the glory of eternal life. And that is the status of the life which every baptized Christian has. Your baptismal life has not ended, but it has changed. In the resurrection of the body on the last day, your resurrected body and soul will be reunited without any sin, never to die again. For the baptized person, death is no more because sin is no more. The baptized have passed through physical death to eternal life. As Paul writes, "For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." Christ's death was once for all, Paul says. His death is perfect. It covers all sins that you have sticking to you. No one, not even an angel from heaven, can take this away. Not even God can take this away because it rests in Christ alone and in his promise. Luther said this when tempted to disbelieve these great promises. "I shall cling to the word of God and be content with that. By it I shall die, and by it I shall live. It is as Job says, 'Though he slay me, yet will I hope in him. If he should cast me into the depths of hell and place me in the midst of devils, I would still believe that I would be saved because I have been baptized. I have been absolved. I have received the pledge of my salvation, the body and blood of the Lord in the supper. Therefore, I want to see and hear nothing else. But I shall live and die in this faith, whether God or an angel or the devil says the contrary." Dear friends, in this baptism, you have true joy and true comfort, especially when the day comes for you to depart this veil of tears and stand before the judgment of Christ. Fully absolved by the blood of the Lamb who died and rose again for you. Then there will also be that happy reunion before the throne of the Lamb of God with all those who are also baptized into Christ. And you will exclaim, "I am baptized. I belong to Christ, and he shall never disown me. Christ has promised that I shall be saved. Eternal life is mine." Truly, there is no greater comfort than holy baptism, because it brings you the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. So live confidently whatever may happen in this life until the day when Christ calls you home to himself, awaiting the great day when your body will be raised imperishable, and you will enjoy the glory of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.